You know what I should do, though, is probably get my beer, because that's the whole point of this podcast.
Come on.
I know. Amateur hour.
Sorry about this guy. I don't know where he's from. I don't know. Welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 613. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here is the sex funeral of podcasting. He'll charge you $1 for a shot of scope.
$1 for a shot of scope? That's horrible. How much scope? I mean, that'll keep the shakes away, but how much scope do you have to drink to actually feel something?
This was in 2001 money, so...
Oh.
I don't know if that actually changes anything, but it was.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back. What do we got? Some Walmart stuff. Basically, just some cheap, cheap beer is what we're talking about. And we're talking about it with Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Hello there, Tyler. How you doing?
I'm good. You're back so soon.
I know.
We're usually not graced with your presence so quickly after you've been on the first show of the year.
I know. Well, I'm lucky enough to be visiting beautiful Verona, Wisconsin, and I got tapped to be on the show tonight.
Tapped? So funny there. Ha ha ha. I know you meant it.
I am a dad, so...
Yeah, exactly. I guess we'll get into the whole reason why you're up there and all that good stuff once we dive into your content. Sam, obviously, is also here. Hi, Sam.
Yo!
what beer you got this week there, Samuel?
All right. This is called Deschutes Black Butt 36. Can I help you, Dad?
No, but my 12-year-old self thinks that's very funny. Yeah.
I've had Deschutes Black Butt before, but 36? Can I see the can? Can you show me the can?
It's a bottle, actually, but you can see it. I get the impression that this is a thing where it's a standard beer they do, but they'll do like an annual re-release with fanciness or something.
Gotcha.
And so this one is with chocolate and peanut butter. It's an Imperial Porter, which we've talked about a number of times on here as being maybe a nonsense concept.
Yeah. Yes.
But like, I'm glad they're swinging a little bit, going for some real flavors. I poured this pretty hard in this very little foam.
What's the ABV on that bad boy?
I was just going to check. 11.4.
Okay.
Whoa. So, it's all to play for. It's all to lose. The drama.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's a lot bitterer than I expected. But It's like a rich dark chocolate type of bitterness as opposed to a hoppy bitterness. So it's like it's not wrong, but it's not what I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to have to take some time and recalibrate, come back to it.
Okay. All right. Mitch, what do you got?
I've got from Delta Beer Lab, Fusion Blueberry Blonde.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, it flies.
I feel like that's something Sam would not like.
Oh, that's why I got it.
That's why he got a 4-pack of it, and he's leaving tomorrow.
And is the ABV, I can't read that, is it 5?
Yes, 5-0.
5-0. No,
the glasses over there today, Mitch.
I know, I'm just a little vain, so I don't want you to see me in glasses, because I'm not nearly as
attractive. I understand that.
Okay, so this is more heady than Sam's beer, so I've got to do a slow pour.
Okay.
I once worked at the Frederick Keyes Stadium.
Uh-huh. Minor league baseball.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's minor league baseball. Minor league, yes.
And my job was to pour beer. And somebody came by and I poured beer, and I was really bad at it, and it had a huge head. And I said, I'm sorry, I know you don't like head. And he was very much thinking, oh, no, I like it. Anyway, so that's an adult dad joke. That's a true story.
When was this?
This was maybe 5 years ago. Six, well, maybe 7 years ago.
What the fuck, Dad? So you retired and then right away got a job with the Keys?
No, I had a friend who worked, was the head of concession at the Keys. And one night we did a charity concession for the Board of Ed or something like that. So she needed volunteers, and I volunteered.
Ed don't like head.
When I asked when, I was sure you were going to say the mid-80s, well before you were born. No?
Absolutely. I absolutely envisioned you as like 17 in this story, and it's much better to learn that it was 7 years ago. That's hilarious.
Yes. Well, it was unintentional what I said to him.
Right.
Right.
But his comeback, I couldn't just leave his comeback, so I had to say something back to him. So about how much he liked Ed. So. Anyway, cheers.
You really sold that beer. Sold that beer, Mitch.
So, you know, this is the nice amber color. It's kind of fizzed out a little bit, and I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
He reminds me of the one time I had to pour tap beer for patrons. During the summer, I worked for Roth School Tavern. Back of house as a cook, since it was the lunch shift, there was not a whole lot of people there. It was like one bartender and one cook, and the cook was almost always me. And there was one time the bartender's kid was having a seizure, and she was just like, I'm sorry, I'm out. And it was, I had like 3 hours left of my shift, and I was like, well, I guess I'm doing two jobs. And I poured so many beers poorly that the people at the bar, as new people came in, yelled to new patrons, like, make sure you get a bottled beer. so that I, like, actively making sure they didn't get anything on tap because I was doing such a bad job. But it wasn't my job anyway.
That's right. That's right.
It's actually not that easy. I was surprised. If I did beer after beer after beer, it was fine. But if you did a beer and then you had to wait like 5 minutes for the next person to come by, then it filled up with foam again. It's interesting.
Well, we have that kegerator that I haven't used for like 7 years, but it was perfect pours every time and it was really easy. So I guess like maybe that's like an artisanal keg versus a barrel of Miller or something. I don't know what that would be about.
Yeah, your commercial slop. Speaking of...
Can I just mention say something about this beer?
You're required to, actually.
Yeah, I think it kind of sucks. it's you know, it has blueberry, but the blueberry is really artificial tasting, and it tastes like I'm drinking perfume.
Yep.
So not loving this one.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah, it is. So I'm bringing to the table Obolon Extra Kivshki. It's a Ukrainian beer. It's 12%. I think it's just a lager. It poured out with no head, which makes sense for the 12%, and kind of like orangey and really cloudy. You ever get like a black tea that looks really orangey?
I'm more of a green tea guy.
Okay. Well, that's what this reminds me of. Oh, it smells like garbage. It smells like I would expect, like one of those things I don't like a Doppelbach, you know, like soy saucy.
So that, like, the color on that is quite strange. And given your reaction, are we sure that nothing has gone wrong? Like, Have you checked Best Buy dates and that sort of thing?
No, I haven't. I haven't. Let's see. Is there anything on here? Because it smells bad, but it also could just not be very good. I wouldn't be surprised if that was a thing. I'm seeing no Best Buy dates on here, which is also, I guess, a little concerning. But they might be in Ukrainian, so I don't know.
Or they're going to drink it in Vault 101.
That's true. Okay, let's see. I'm going to take a taste of this uncouth brew.
Tell us what you think the Tunnel Snakes would think about this beer.
I don't like this. I don't think it's gone bad. I just think it's not good. It's, you know what I mean? Bad. It's been bad. It tastes very Doppelbach-y to me. Very soy saucy. I don't get any alcohol, which is odd. But I don't enjoy it. I guess you're the big winner here today, Samuel.
Yeah, I'm not even that into this beer, but I do feel like I'm about to come out on top.
Yeah. Okay, well, ugh, that's... it's going to be fun drinking this. Let's get into our first article from chowhound.com. I probably should have read this article before I got this beer. 12 red flags to look for when shopping for beer. It's a list on ways to hopefully avoid getting nasty, skunky garbage. But some of these are, like, really obvious, and some of them, I don't know how much they really apply. So the first one, avoid hoppy beers more than a few months old. Because, you know, they lose their hop character that is so delicious and the whole reason you're trying to get them.
The irony there being that hops were originally introduced to beer as a preservative agent.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I guess it reflects their changing role in the beer landscape.
I mean, there are definitely beers that you should drink fresh, but most of those say, like, keep chill, drink fresh, you know. Yeah. There's a Stone series back in the day that was, I think it was just called Best Before or something like that, and it was just like, Best Before, 525, and they, like, that's the name of the beer. It's up out front. Drink this by this date or throw it away.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of negative things to say about Stone, but I like that vibe of just, like, putting it out on the table, not, like, hiding in the fine print.
Agreed. Do you remember a couple years ago we were reporting on those beers that were, like, still fermenting in the bottle and exploding all over the place?
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't get those either. Is that one of the 12?
It's not on there. What else we got? So our next is, if it's March, take a pass on Christmas beers. Basically, it's the same dealio. But I don't actually necessarily agree.
Addendum to that.
Yeah.
You don't agree? Okay, sorry. I think we both have points we want to make on this. Start us out.
You go first. No, you go first.
Oh, I would just, same advice, but lose the first three words. Take a pass on Christmas beers.
Yeah, okay. I don't disagree with you.
It's just such a shitty waste of space style.
It's an unnecessary style, I would agree. But I think Christmas beers are dark enough that, like, I don't necessarily think they'll be garbage by March. I think you could push that timeline a little bit.
I think a lot of them are leaning heavily on, like, nutmeg and cardamom and, like, kind of spiced elements.
Mm.
And I don't know that necessarily those would be bad by March, but they're not going to be seasonally appropriate by March.
Sure, they won't be seasonally appropriate. But then, I mean, if you were making that argument, you could be like, you know, don't drink a fruit beer in the winter. And I'd be like, don't tell me what to do.
Well, there are some fruits that are winter seasonals, right? I've played enough Stardew Valley to half remember some of them.
I guess. I don't know. Winter fruits that we can eat? Like, in pumpkin. The snow? I don't know.
Is pumpkin considered a winter fruit?
Damn you, Mitch!
Just thinking.
Yeah.
I think technically it's a berry.
And berries are fruits, I think.
It depends who you ask.
And that's why I said, damn you, Mitch, you're bringing in all of these possible avenues to go down.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's move on. Shop carefully in stores with huge warm storage sections. Because as we know, temperature swings can affect the quality of beer.
I agree with this one.
Yeah, me too. If you see a lot of past date beer shops somewhere else, another one I agree with. Like, if you're at a place that can't keep its stock fresh, you probably don't want to be there.
So we have a couple here that are dumb and a couple here that are common sense. So far, I don't feel like I've gotten any real pro tips.
Well, here, how about this one? Damaged or dirty packaging is a bad sign. You probably would never have figured that out, right, Sam?
Well, that's what Three Stacks of Friends all said about me, and I turned out okay.
Yeah. If you're in a sketchy bar, avoid beer on draft, because the three system might be bad. Because they're not cleaning the tap lines. Yeah, the tap lines, exactly.
That's probably true. But also, the pours are so cheap, you're going to drink them anyway. You'll be fine.
I don't know. I think I kind of think that one is like could be applied anywhere, I guess. Like just be they're kind of making an assumption, I guess. Like the bar is sketchy, so their lines might be sketchy. I mean, maybe, but maybe that's their atmosphere and their lines are totally fine. I don't know.
Or the reverse, where it's like a country club, but they're cutting corners and
you just
they're probably not selling that much beer anyway. They don't fuck with the lines that much.
It just seems like kind of an assumption there. Like, lines could be bad anywhere, I guess, is what I'm trying to get across.
It could be argued to be a classist statement.
That's true. Next one. If you see your beer cases in direct sunlight, shop somewhere else. Again, this goes to heat, right? Like, because there's a lot of change in heat if there's direct sunlight coming into the store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's a weird one. Frozen glasses at a brewery are bad news.
And is that just an argument they're covering something up?
It actually says frozen glasses are bringing beers to temperatures that they shouldn't necessarily be at, so, like, the brewery doesn't really know what they're doing.
Oh, like, an IPA doesn't taste like much when it's too cold, is the idea here?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
I don't know, if you're serving your lager in these, that seems fine.
I agree, I think this one is...
about it.
I would agree. A humongous tap list at a brewery can be a red flag. I guess because I don't know why.
Well, I'm sure it's the Kitchen Nightmares argument. I've never actually seen that show, but my understanding is it's the same thing every time what's his name goes in there and says, you have too many things on your menu, that's why everything tastes like shit. Pick five things and actually do a good job at them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably the argument here. I
would think things would also get old. If you have lots and lots of taps, maybe some of them are not very popular, the beers that are on tap. They don't get drank very quickly, so they get old.
That would make sense.
Possible. That's possible.
Mitch in here, silent for 10 minutes, but he makes a point. Put it up on the big board.
Yeah. Now we get the last, I don't care about. So a haze or sediment can be or a big red flag. Yeah, no shit. Like again, if it's a beer that has some floaties in it, like a wheat beer, that's totally fine. And if it's supposed to be like super crisp and clear and you got mad sediment in there, that's obviously bad. Thank you for that wonderful tip.
This may as well have said, if the beer looks bad and gross, it might mean that the beer's not very good. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Stay away from non-alcoholic beer on tap. Because tap lines. There's no alcohol in there to prevent against a dirty line. I don't think a beer with 5% alcohol is doing that much to defend against microbes anyway. So, again, I think this one is stupid.
Yeah, anywhere from 0 to 12%, you're still clearing your lines. You're getting a professional to clear lines if you know what you're doing. So right. It doesn't really matter.
It's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about your lines if you've got vodka on tap. That probably will take care of the bacteria, but we're not talking
about that. Now, is that tip 13? Maybe try vodka on tap, because people are animals.
Yeah. And then the last one, brews from small, faraway breweries could be treasures or trouble. Again, good beer. Literally any beer could be treasure or trouble. Yes. So they ended on a real dud. Ended on a real stinker. The only ones, I mean, you know, Samuel, we're kind of experts in the field, so we know all of this, obviously. But I think for a normie, that stuff about like being stored in the light or big warm sections might have been helpful.
Sure. Sure. I don't know. This smells a lot to me like Felicia Lee just was told you have to fill an assignment, so go fill an assignment, and she did that.
Yeah.
Sometimes jobs are hard.
Sometimes jobs are hard, and writing is not in our wheelhouse.
Yeah. Isn't that right, NaNoWriMo? How long you been on that same book?
I did it 1 year, and for some reason you refused to get off my case about it.
Well, because to you, you stopped the clock. To me, it's still running. Still running. It's, you're it's way overdue for that book.
That's true. You're right. You're right. Yeah, I've made no progress. What have you been progressing on over there?
Sure. So, I had an experience today that I wasn't sure that I handled correctly.
Okay.
And I thought, I have the smartest person I know here, and also Tyler.
Sure.
So, I'll ask you guys if I handled it right or wrong, and what I should do next time.
Is this the last time you had one of these scenarios? It was you yelled at a guy for sitting in a parking lot for a while before delivering your food, if I recall correctly.
That's not quite how it went down.
But are we on the same scale of importance with this situation?
I would say there are human lives at stake in the new
okay.
one.
Right. Okay, well, go on.
So I was out for a walk today with three stacks pushing the baby in a stroller, and I was walking a dog, and we were walking down a road that I walk down literally every day. And someone coming towards us ran a stop sign, and the baby was asleep. So I didn't say, "I'm fucking coming up!" But I did think it. But I gave him the finger really hard and I, like, said out loud and mouthed like as much as I could, stop sign, and like pointed to the intersection, stop sign, mm-hmm. stop sign, stop sign. And it really looked like he was about to stop and be like, "Why are you so mad at me?" And then I was going to either tell him about the stop sign or kill him. I hadn't decided.
Sure.
But because I was walking a dog, I had a bag of shit in my hand. And I spent most of the rest of the dog walk like, "Oh, I should have whipped that turd at that car."
Yeah. You handled it wrong. You should have whipped that turd at the car. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right in the windscreen? That would have been great. No, I'm joking. If you were by yourself, or not even by yourself, if you were just walking the dogs, whipping the Dukes onto the car would have been great. Because what's the guy going to do? Get out and get mauled to death by two dogs? No.
By the two friendliest dogs in the world.
Well, he doesn't know that. He doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess having the child there is a little bit different, because if you did get into a confrontation, then, like, the child is in the area. But I still like the idea of whipping that poop at that car.
There was another time that someone ran the same intersection, and I kind of pulled the same thing. Just like a little more so, chased them a little bit, yelling at them, And they rolled their window down and said, sorry, I didn't see the stop sign.
And did you light up with a golden aura? Like you felt like your job was done?
Did I think to myself, I wish I had a dog turn since his window's open now? Yes, I did think that.
No. That's too much. He apologized.
That's not good enough. It's not like it's a stop sign that's like hidden behind a palm frond. You didn't see the stop sign because you were dicking around on your phone. Like, sure, maybe you know there's a stop sign there now. I need you to see every stop sign because you weren't driving. That's where I'm at with all this shit. Like, it's less about this particular infraction and more about the pattern that it indicates to me.
So how many people have you seen run this stop sign?
Two.
Oh, two. Okay. All right. I was wondering, you know, do we need to put lights on it? You know, put some string lights on it or have some flashers or something?
Honestly, maybe I should write to the city and have them put one of those signs up that's like, there's a stop sign coming soon. Because it is near a school. So, like, kids are crossing there.
Someone think of the children.
Bro, I know you're making fun of me, but for real, though. Because one of these people is gonna be dicking around on Instagram and mow a kid down and never know because they're so stupid. I hate people.
Yeah. Do you have like town hall meetings and stuff? Go to one of those. Make a public comment.
Should I run for the board?
Well, you've got a shirt on that says board man literally right now. So
yeah, maybe. We don't have to look at the rest of the words on there. I am the board man.
Yeah, I think you're already on the board.
But if anyone ever finds this podcast, I'm so canceled.
Yeah, but luckily for us, nobody listens.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit, yeah.
So that works out well. Mitch,
I feel like speaking of how nobody listens, I need to give a public apology to the theoretical listener and also to Tyler. And also to our good buddy Craig, who is the robot who records these episodes for us.
About how last week's episode sucked so bad.
Last week's episode sounded like absolute dog shit. And yeah. I was like, I guess Discord sucks. I'm going to have to find a different place. And so I actually test drove a different app for this. And I was like, I can't hear my audio at all. What is going on? Went to Audacity. Couldn't hear it. Restarted my computer. Same thing. At some point, and I'm going to blame my children blindly here, my microphone sensitivity had been turned down to 1%. So it wasn't Craig's fault or Audacity or Discord's fault. It was only my kids' fault. Definitely not my fault. Let's be on the same page there. Not my fault either.
That makes sense when you were blowing out my ears when you came in today, because I had my shit turned all the way up from last time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely what happened, was I was too low, so you turned me way up so you could hear me. And it's going to be real fucked up when this episode also sounds like dog shit for a different reason, and I'm, like, gloating that I've solved it, but
yeah.
I'll hear it later.
I'm excited. I, for one, am excited. Mitch, I know
What it's worth, can I just say, for what it's worth?
Yeah.
I would not throw the dog shit. I think you have to figure out what you want to accomplish. And if you just want to express anger, then throw the dog shit. But if you want to send a message that this is the wrong thing to do and you're...
Kill them.
And you have a high moral ground, I think you just do what you did. And not
so you think the middle finger is occupying the high moral ground, Mitch?
In this case, yeah. I mean, only because it's a quick way to get a point across. You know, you don't have time to have a conversation with the guy, so the middle finger.
Well, if you hit his windshield with a whole bunch of dog feces, presumably he has to pull over.
Conversation.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to start having a face-to-face.
And he probably doesn't have a knife.
Probably.
We have to take a brief interlude because the girls are down here, and I think they would like to say night-night to Pop, because They're not going to get to see him for a little while.
Aww. Okay.
Wait. Now you just want to say hi to Tyler. Can you wave? Can you say night night to Pop? He's over there.
Bye bye to Taylor.
Okay.
Night night.
My lap is only so big. We're gonna do our best.
Bye.
Bye.
Again, you're looking at Tyler. Tyler's not the one you're saying goodbye to.
Well, I think they wanted to say goodbye to him too.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, on the scale of likeness or who they'd like, I think Tyler's a little bit ahead of me, which is fair enough.
I thought you were saying we looked similar, which was the highest compliment of my entire life.
Oh my God, I would never say that. Because I think it would be an insult. Not because I...
Right. To you. It would be an insult to you.
No. You're a good-looking man. I think...
Oh, thank you.
I might have written that as part of your job description.
Did.
He is such a handsome man. I think maybe I got one of us in trouble for doing that. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny, but... Good night, girls. Sleep well. I love you. See you soon, I hope.
Dang, I haven't seen the two of them together in like a while. They're so old now. That's craziness.
What, like you said they're like craggy?
The one had a cane and an ear horn, which doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about children is how they age. And the thing about that also is how I see them every day and you do not.
I don't know. I see them fairly frequently on this podcast, but it's usually one at a time. And having like both next to each other just is really like, dang, they're definitely growing up. That's nuts.
They're like kid ass kids now. It's bullshit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, big time. Yeah, wild. That is wild.
But to your point, Dad, about what I wanted to accomplish is, I want that individual to struggle to sleep tonight. I want them to be thinking, oh, I really fucked up today. I really fucked up today. Oh, I got to do that. I really fucked up today.
In that case, I agree. Throwing
the dog crap, then that person is thinking, this guy is an asshole.
Yep,
as opposed to, you know, that guy has a point.
All of a sudden, I'm on board, Mitch. You turned me. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. So... the message you want to get across is that was a stupid thing to do, and I am holding the moral high ground, as opposed to that guy thinking, what an asshole for throwing crap at my car.
That's true.
That's the only point that guy's going to get at that.
That's true.
I feel like maybe there's a middle ground, though, where next time...
throw urine.
Oh, I was thinking different ways with that, Mitch.
An air tag with a blow gun,
yeah,
with a magnet, stick it to his car, find out where he lives, and just ding dong ditch him the whole night.
Poop on his shoes, dude.
Yeah. I'll poop on his shoes.
Yeah, I think what you need to do is hide out by that stop sign with a pram with a fake baby in it, and then when somebody runs the red light, you push it in front of their car. You're off.
Look at this Anglophile. Yeah, I'll push the pram out there. I have a pram. And it's filled with dynamite.
Yeah.
And this is now, the rails here.
There are no bad ideas in a brainstorm, Mitch. Okay, let's move on.
Can I just say one more thing? I'm sorry.
Sure. That's fine.
And then I won't talk again for 10 minutes. I think it's an okay thing to do in this particular neighborhood that you live in, but there are certain neighborhoods where doing what you did will get you killed.
Yeah, shot to death, yeah.
So I know that this show is a public service that you're providing, and so everybody who's listening is going to do exactly what you suggest is the right thing to do.
The air tag thing. Everyone should do the air tag thing. That's what we decided was the good idea.
Some people might end up dead as a result of your advice here. So just be cognizant.
There was a time, maybe a month or two ago, where I found a stray dog and got lucky inferring what house that dog lived in and just knocked on the door and was like, is this your dog? And they were like, yes. I don't even think they said thank you, which is fucked up, but whatever. But I forget, Zach or Jed or who, I forget who was on with you. You and someone else both were like, you're an idiot. They were going to kill you.
Yeah.
But I know my neighborhood.
I guess your white ass neighborhood.
There's exactly one door I wouldn't do that with. And it is a white guy house, but it's because he has MAGA shit all over.
Don't trust him. That's fair.
Don't trust him. And also, I'd rather he not have his dog if it can bring him happiness.
Okay. Well, you know, speaking of stuff the everyman likes, let's go to vinepair.com for this next article. Walmart ripoff beers are a recession indicator. Brewers must answer anyway. This article is, it's long, and I didn't bother reading the whole thing. And it mostly refers to another article that I can't read because it's behind a paywall. But what I'm getting is that Walmart is planning on coming out with its own line of beers, much like Costco. Specifically, like, taste-alikes or look-alikes for common things like, you know, Modelo or other macro beers.
Do they call Modelo Especial just, like, special model? Or, like, maybe L special model? Make sure you still know it's Hispanic.
Apparently they're calling it Brewmaster's Golden Cerveza.
No, honestly, that's correct. That's the right name for what they're doing. They're doing something I don't like, but they're doing it correctly.
Yeah. So according to this, they've got at least three knockoffs in the works. Knockoff of Modelo, which is the Golden Cerveza, Miller Lite, which they're calling Brewmaster's Light, and Mick Ultra, which they're calling Brewmaster's Premier.
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. What was the brewery on that last one you were talking about?
Oh, you're talking about Michelob?
Yeah.
Whatever. The thrust of this argument, I guess, is that, like, this is a signal that people can't afford the premium beers like Miller Lite that they typically enjoy. So they're going to go to, Walmart seizing the initiative.
I buy that with a Costco model where, like, kind of just in general stock is subsidized. Like that's the business model, is they can sell you everything cheaper because you're paying a fee to get in. But
right.
Walmart doesn't do that. Like, are they making this substantially cheaper than Miller Lite? Because if not, people are just going to buy Miller Lite.
I kind of agree. Alcohol, in a lot of ways, like, we've been talking a lot about, like, beer sales going down. But I don't think that's a function of the economy. Alcohol is pretty recession resistant because when people get recessioned and sad, then they drink. So I don't really know. Like, it's got to be a fairly large, like, either savings in, like, convenience, like, oh, I can do all my shopping at Walmart, or price for it to work, I think.
Do you think the increased availability of cannabis in the States is going to make booze less recession-proof, just as people look for their cheapest answer to mellow out or whatever? It's going to
be cheaper than weed, I think.
I
think so. I mean, I know more about brewing than I do about growing weed, but I just feel like there's a lot of energy that goes into growing cannabis. Like, a ton of electricity that you have to use, and that catches up to you, I think.
And it's weird, I've brewed a decent amount more than you have, and I've grown weed, zero, as compared to your a bit. And I would think that weed would be way more cost-efficient. Because,
well, I don't know, I really don't know.
Just thinking about, like, I would think you could kind of equate growing the barley to growing the weed. And then for the booze, you also need hops, you need yeast, you need the time and energy for the brewing process, the fermentation process, so much more stuff to sterilize. Maybe that's just my ignorance. Maybe there's way more to weed than I understand.
Or maybe it changes when you scale it up. I really don't know. I'm not as well acquainted with that sort of thing, I guess. Mitch, you were going to say something like 5 minutes ago. What's up?
As a weed expert.
No, I pass. I don't remember what I was going to say, if anything.
He puff passes. Yeah. Okay. Well, Mitch, if you do think of something you want to say, jump in there. Don't let Sam bully you into silence like he always does.
Not at all. My problem is I just love listening to you guys, so I don't want to interrupt.
The issue is the theoretical listener does not care.
Mitch just likes having a front row seat with the greats.
That's exactly right.
The heavyweights battling it out. Yeah, I don't know.
On the subject of you and cannabis, though, it's probably too late for me to pitch this, but so I drink, not frequently, maybe like once a week or so, a weed soda from a company called Dilly Dally. They sell it at Hop House, which is strange to me. And when we're at Hop House with the kids, I let the girls pick. Like, they each get to pick a six-pack. And sometimes they pick beer, and sometimes they pick weed soda. And so I have some weed soda. And in particular, the weed soda I usually drink is 5 milligrams of THC. Okay. But they made a different one that apparently is Fruity Pebbles flavored. That's 10 milligrams of THC. So there are a couple factors here. One is I'm a little afraid that if I drink 10 milligrams of THC, I'll float away into space and explode.
End of that game.
Yes. And also there's that 3Sex is not particularly interested in the cannabis game, but does want to try this. So I'd like to give her the opportunity to try it, but I don't want her to drink a sip and me to be responsible the rest of it. So if you want to split this with me, let me know.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. I thought you might.
He's going to puff pass.
No, it's funny. I thought you were going to tell a different story about weed and...
Oh, about your in-laws.
No, about sleeping.
Oh, right.
That Sam and I both have some difficulties with our sleep.
Yeah.
And so I actually got to the point where I went to a cannabis shop and asked for something that would help me sleep. And the first night I tried it, I slept through the night, which I hadn't done in maybe 30 years.
Wow.
So I suggested that to Sam. So, I mean, it's kind of funny to have your dad, your old dad, saying, hey, man, you gotta try some weed.
Your dad, especially, who has a PhD, and like, I know you can't prescribe anything necessarily, but... You know your way around the human mind a bit. No, yeah, I for a while I was doing CBD for sleep. It didn't really work, and then I tried THC for sleep, and I think I was too high to sleep.
Mm.
But I think that comes down to if I went to like a reputable weed shop and said I'm looking for a sleepy strain, they could probably help me out. But
yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah, right. But I've been doing melatonin gummies, and they've been helping me.
That's good. That's good. Which
is not weed, interestingly enough.
Yeah. No, I think I'm glad you have something that's helping you out. I do think if you went to a dispensary and was like, I'm not looking to like party, I just want to go to bed, I do think they could help you out. But I'm glad that you don't feel the need to do that right now.
I would have to cross state lines to do that shit.
Yeah. Really? No, I'm glad that you don't have to.
Wisconsin, you can't.
Well, Wisconsin's bar lobby is so strong. They're called the Tavern League. It's like this huge lobbying group. That's why you can't... the liquor stores all close at 9 for the same reason. The whole idea being, go out and party.
Yeah.
We want you to go out and party. It's our economy. Which I don't, but... you know... You got to work around it.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, Mitch, no, I'm glad that you've been sleeping a little better. Sam, I'm glad you got the melatonin. I sleep like an absolute champion. I don't know.
Can I recommend something to you? And it's being afraid of everything.
Yeah, I feel like I have kids.
Well, that's probably, yeah.
Well, one leads to the other.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. Well, we're going to lead into our last article here, I think, from, because I don't have anything to say about my life. Actually, Mitch, I guess I do want to ask you, what you doing in Wisconsin? You just come up for a visit? Normal visit?
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't get to see Sam and the family nearly enough.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a big trek. So, you know, we're trying to do it three times a year.
Nice. So,
because like you were saying, that the kids change quickly.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
They change, you know, they're so different than the last time we were here. So it's just great to see them. And it's actually great to see Sam parenting. I really love that. Yeah.
I'm getting to be a real pro with that belt. And so he's very proud of me for that.
It's all in the wrist, right?
Than I was ever.
I bet that is satisfying. Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad. All right. Let's get into our last article from chowhound.com. For the cheapest case of beer in America, head to the Prairie State. According to Go Banking Rates, I don't know why they're looking into beer, but according to Go Banking Rates, you can purchase an average case of beer for just $16.43 in Illinois, or about 69 cents per beer, which is pretty good.
It surprises me that Illinois would be the best for this.
Yeah, what would you expect?
I would think somewhere with, like, no metropolitan influence.
Like, really?
Montana.
See, this says that their high population is part of the key, because there's a lot of accessibility, transportation costs aren't too high, so they don't get tacked onto the beer. But I don't think of Illinois as particularly densely populated, except, like, right around the Great Lake, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chicago is carrying the team on this one.
Right.
And I'm surprised because I thought taxes would be higher. I would think it would be a low tax state in terms of, you know, they add a party tax to beer when they sell it. So I think of Illinois as being a higher tax state. So,
is it possible your information is a couple decades out of date, since you haven't been in college since then? You went to Northwestern, so you experienced Illinois a bit, but it's been a while.
Well, I just think the bigger states have higher tax rates. And I would have guessed Montana doesn't have a high tax rate for beer, but you know, I could be speaking out of my pie hole. Because I don't know for sure.
I would expect you to speak out of your mouth. Yes.
Yeah. The most expensive is Alaska. Mostly because of transportation costs.
I would think Hawaii would be more expensive.
I bet you can grow more ingredients in Hawaii than you can in Alaska.
That makes sense.
Just ask Kona Brewing. That's a funny joke.
I'm laughing. Look at me. I'm laughing.
I'm watching you. You're almost laughing.
Despite having the lowest beer prices, though, they don't have the lowest average household spending on alcoholic beverages. That goes to Oklahoma. $4.76 per household annually on booze in Oklahoma.
Do you think that's a lot of, like, Christian weirdos who
think
it's the devil's drug?
I do. I would have put it in Utah, to be honest with you.
That would have been my guess, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they love their 3-2 there. And you got to buy a bunch of 3-2 to get you anywhere.
I guess. You know, maybe that's what it is, Samuel. Maybe that's what it is. I think you've cracked the code. Yeah. Well, I certainly didn't have a 3-2. I had a 12-er that I'm about ready to be done with. So we want to rate these bad boys?
Do so.
Okay. Somebody other than me go first.
So not do so.
Delegated. Do we want to rate them? Not me. I have a
little bit Woody Allen there for a second, and I need you to pray on that.
Woody went for me. It was my first bureaucratic relationship.
Well, I'm glad someone enjoyed that.
I like that. Yeah.
And that's all I want. That's all I want.
I could listen to that for 2 more minutes.
God hope not. Sam, tell us about your beer.
Yeah, sure thing. I had the Black Butt 36 with chocolate and peanut butter. The richness persevered. I almost never say this about a beer. I could have done with a little more sweetness here. Really? Just because it was going for something desserty. At least my vibe was it was going for something desserty, and it didn't have the sweetness to back up the dessertiness.
Huh.
But also, it didn't call itself dessert stout. It just...
True.
It seemed like that's what they wanted to do. And if all they wanted to do was make an Imperial Porter with chocolate and PB, they've done that. The ABV is great on it. So maybe I have to, like, divorce my expectations that they didn't tell me to have from, like, the actual product. I guess I'll give this a 7. And recommend this to someone who is not interested in a dessert stout, because this ain't it.
It's not even a stout.
Nope.
Okay.
It Mitch. Seems like it thinks it is, but it doesn't say it thinks it is.
It seems like you think it is.
Bro, try it. It thinks it is.
Try it. If I saw it, I would try it. I'll keep an eye out. I doubt I'll see it around here, but...
Okay, you ready for me?
Yeah, your garbage beer over there, Mitch.
So this was Delta Beer Lab, Fusion Blueberry Blonde, which is actually not that easy to say. 5% ABV. I'd say not very good. As I continue to drink it, I'm still getting perfume.
Yeah.
So I would probably rate it at 2.1. And yeah. I would recommend it for people who've lost their sense of taste as a result of COVID.
Now, if I were going to recommend a beer to someone who's lost their sense of taste as a result of COVID, I mean, it should be 8% at least, right? Yours is 5. Like, if you're not going to taste it anyway, get yourself somewhere.
Yeah. That's always so disappointing. It's always so disappointing when you get a beer with artificial flavors in it. Like, I'm always so interested in flavored beers that actually use the ingredients they're trying to make the flavor with. I think that's so cool and so interesting. And then to just, like, dump the chemicals in there is always so disappointing.
It's a shame because I, for a number of, like, political reasons, I like and, like, want to like Delta. So the fact that they turned in a turd is, it's a real bummer. I want them to be better.
Yeah, listen up, Delta. You want Sam's money. Stop using artificial blueberry. I had Obolon Extra Kievsky. It's a 12% lager. And I didn't love it, but I think as I drank it, I stopped hating it so much, probably because of the 12% in there. It really didn't taste like alcohol to me. It tasted a little bocky, a little soy saucy, which is not necessarily my flavor profile, but it didn't get any worse as it warmed up. And like I said, as I got more alcohol in me, I liked it better. So I'm going to give it a 4.7 and recommend it to...
You can say nobody. Like, it's weird to say 4.7, which is like a down-the-middle rating, and say, don't bother. But that's permissible.
No, I feel like there's somebody who would like this beer. If you're, like, super into Box and also the Ukraine war, maybe drink this, and you'll really feel like you're getting something.
Like, to support the war effort, you're saying?
Sure, or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if you're, I don't know, if you're into Ukraine or, like, into Eastern Europe politics or want to support Ukrainian war effort and also like beers that taste like soy sauce, yeah, maybe this is a beer for you. I don't know. Sam, do you know what you're drinking next week?
There might be a chai thing, but also that might be Emily's beer. I gotta check if that's hers or not.
Well, how long has it been in the fridge?
Not a year.
Not a year. Yeah. All right. Well, Mitch, always lovely seeing you. I'm glad I didn't have to wait a whole year to get you back on for another episode.
Same here, buddy.
Always absolutely. Great to see you. Yes, great to see you. I hope you enjoy your visit. Sam, good to see you. I will see you next week.
Yeah.
Everybody else, don't let the best keep you down, and we'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Should I channel my unbridled rage into enlisting in the Ukrainian army?
Absolutely not. That's a terrible idea. That's the worst idea you've had on the show.
Well, it's the post-roll, so it doesn't count.
Okay. It's the worst idea you've had on an outro.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.